we had a lot of affiliates saying, hey, I've got the next winner. I've got the winner. The guy's, he's at my gym. And we're like, yeah, whatever. And Austin was saying the same thing. I think I got the guy who's going to win. And we're like, yeah, whatever. You were off in the corner during the finals. No one saw you finish.
Right.
And we're all focused over here. What'd you think? Did going in, did you think you had a shot?
Basically, going into it, I thought, you know, I don't really care if, you know, I didn't know if I was going to win or wasn't going to win. Frankly, it didn't really, it wasn't like the driving force behind it. What I was really trying to do is just go in there and go as hard as I could and know that when I came back to Santa Clara or San Jose, that I wouldn't think twice about how I performed, you know. What really sucks for me is I've been in situations before. I've heard of people in situations where they might lose by 3 seconds. And if you lose by 3 seconds, that's hard to deal with for the next year until the next games. And so for me, it was just like, haul ass, haul ass, haul ass. I'm just pick up the weight, drop it, pick up the weight, drop it, and just go as fast as I could. And if I got beat, I knew that I went as hard as I could, and there was nothing I could do about it, and that's just the way it went. But if I won, you know, that would have been great too.
You know, you started CrossFit about a year and a half before that, right?
Right.
And you obviously, you're around Freddie, and Freddie's Mr. Games and fired up.
The Godfather.
Yeah.
The Godfather.
Now, when did you orient your training toward the games, or were you just doing workouts and you were going to do the games, or did you really kind of like focus on the games and say, that's something I want to push toward?
I focused on the games. My mentality was like about 4 or 5 months out. Austin's like, hey, look, the CrossFit Games are coming up. I want you to register. I think you could do well. I said, all right, cool. So we registered, him and I. We thought it'd be something like to gear our training towards, like, as a goal. You know, it's always nice to have a goal come up. And so, you know, basically I just followed the .com wads, hit them really hard. And then before the games, I was thinking to myself that we were going to have a run. So I practiced hill runs, right? Because I know a year before they had the run. So I practiced hill runs in addition to .com wads. And that's it. Just followed a coach's programming.
So, have you been recognized? Like, is anyone, are you just walking down the street and someone goes, hey, you're Jason Kalipa?
Not really, but I was wearing my CrossFit shirt and I had someone from a Globo gym. Well, she works at a Globo gym, actually. It's kind of funny. She recognized me at a place at Santana Row, and it was kind of funny just because I never had that feeling before, so it was kind of cool.
Yeah. So, we got Pat Barber here behind the camera, and he's beaten you in a couple workouts. One was the run. What was that like, watching his ass pass you on the hill?
So, yeah, it was pretty terrible, man. You know, before the workout, you know, if anybody knows Pat Barber, he's kind of a goofball. You know, he kind of, you know, he's a lively man. So before it, you know, he was wearing these small short board shorts, and I just thought it was kind of funny. But so I'm ahead of him on the first hill, and so I didn't really pay attention. And all of a sudden, we're coming down the second one. I see his little shorts just pass me right by, and all the dust just kicks up into my face. And there's Pat just running down the hill, kicks my ass in the workout. So that was pretty bad.
You said the run was painful.
The run was very painful. The run was probably the most pain I've ever been in a CrossFit workout my whole life, period. I mean, or any workout for that matter. I mean, I've done a lot of weird stuff, and that was by far the worst pain my legs have ever been in. That picture where we're all laying there, I mean, I was just laying there. I mean, I thought my legs were like going to fall off. I mean, that's how bad they burn. I've never been in pain like that before. It was terrible.
So 2009 games, what are you working on? What are you looking at and saying, this is what Jason Kalipa needs to do?
I'm working on everything. I mean, I'm not great at anything. You know, I do okay. You know, I'm not like, there's multiple workouts that people beat me on, and it's okay. I understand that. You know, I have a lot of pressure on me right now when I go to these competitions to win, and so I push hard through stuff. But, you know, right now I'm working on just, you know, dialing in my technique on everything. You know, like the cleans. I watched King Kong, Josh Everett, truly inspirational. So I'm dialing in my cleans, dialing in my deadlifts, just trying to dial in, like, my running. But I'm also spending more time lifting heavy now, because like I spent so much time doing like the running side of it and like the calisthenics side of it that my strength started to suffer a little bit. So now I'm kind of trying to just maintain the .com wads every day, and then, you know, a couple months before the games, things will switch it up a little bit.
And what do you think is going to switch up once you get closer?
We'll have to see, depending on what, you know, what I hear about the games. If I hear anything, you know, if I hear there's going to be a 10K run, like what you were saying, you know, I might have to start running a little bit more.
Well, but you were saying 5K, and I was like 10K or a marathon.
A marathon. You know, if there is a marathon, I might have to run a little bit more. So we're going to see. You know, it just kind of depends. But I'm definitely going to step up my training and step it up. I'm going to probably come up here and see Pat a couple of times and really take it to the next level.
Now, Spiel last year, or this past year, won the run with, or he came in second, a second behind his buddy Eric, with no running in preparation.
Yeah, I heard about that, or I read about it, and I just think that's amazing. I mean, he's in great shape. That's not something that I could do, just because running is definitely not one of my strengths. But more power to him. I think he's an incredible athlete. I've watched a lot of his stuff, and so I think that just is a testament to how CrossFit works. I mean, I think we train in so hard and do different things. We get our body in such great shape that he could just go out and run 800 meters straight up a hill and beat everybody else. I mean, I think that's amazing.
Well, good. Well, thank you, Jason Kalipa.
Thank you, Johnny.
Appreciate it.